We've all grown up swimming in free content. Network television, basic cable, radio, even our beloved search engines like Google and Yahoo, these are all paid for by someone else. Of course, free media isn't exactly free. Its costs are buried in the retail prices of every product we buy. But for all practical purposes, these costs are invisible to us. So we allow the broadcasters to collect what amounts to a $50 billion a year entertainment tax. And as long as we don't see the bill, we're okay with that. Network TV, like all free media, is based upon advertising revenue. And the economic force driving all advertising is cost management. This is a simple equation. Pay as little as possible for the content that will attract the largest audience. Once again, pay as little as possible for the content. If you're in the business of selling eyeballs to advertisers, that's the important part of the equation because that's the part you can control. If you're a broadcaster or an advertiser, cost management is how you make your nut. Your profits are a function of effective cost management. However, if you're a studio, a producer, or an artist of any sort, and your business is creating or owning content, cost management is a deadly virus. Why? Because advertisers are spending tons of money on nothing. They spend over $50 billion a year and get what exactly? Raw materials? No. Real estate? Useful products or services? Tangible assets of any kind? Not at all. All they get in exchange for their billions of dollars is impressions. Impressions they hope will translate into product awareness, which they hope will translate into sales, and hopefully into enough additional revenue to offset the cost of this content that they are buying and giving away for free. Think about it. They're paying top dollar for content and giving it away for free. So, the primary job of an advertiser is to drive the cost of this content down to as close to zero as possible. If the buy side of this market has its way, which is to say, if the advertisers have their way, the studios could face a catastrophic devaluation of their assets. There are a dozen new distribution models in the news these days, like mobile phones and IPTV and 28 different flavors of file sharing. Some legal, some not so legal. But in this landscape, legal is in the eye of the beholder. And while file sharing sites like YouTube and BitTorrent scare the heck out of the big content owners, advertisers kind of like the idea. Millions of hip, young eyeballs every hour? All for free? How cool is that? So all we need now is a clever analyst with an Excel spreadsheet and some time on his hands. And there could be a story in tomorrow's Wall Street Journal about how a studio whose vaults were valued last year at $4 billion might now be worth only, $600 million. And this catastrophic and sudden devaluation wouldn't be based on file sharing or piracy. It would be based on the fact that the multi-billion dollar advertising business might simply change its mind about what it's willing to pay for this stuff. And if you're sitting on a mountain of premium content, this would be very bad. So, if you're a studio executive and a big shiny wooden horse appears at your front gate with your name on it, who should you be more worried is hiding in its belly? An army of teenage file sharers? A renegade Chinese DVD lab? Or Procter & Gamble? Think about it. Next time, we'll talk about the most overlooked measurement in the entertainment industry, residual value. Until then, this is Don DiPietro for Ken Radio.